Our TV critic has been watching a show that he says blurs the line between reality and delusion. It's Mr. Robot on the USA Network. The first season earned it 2 Golden Globes and a Peabody Award. The second season begins tonight. A warning, there are spoilers ahead in this review from NPR's Eric Deggans.
Season 2 of Mr. Robot asks a frightening question. What happens when the guy who nearly destroyed the world's financial system really loses his grip on reality?
At 8 a.m., my daily program begins by having breakfast with my friend Leon.
There's this one episode where they go to this Chinese restaurant and they're just waiting for a table the entire time. Like, they don't even eat at the end, bro.
He just discovered Seinfeld.
That's hacker extraordinaire Elliot Alderson, who appears normal on the surface. Last season, Elliot and an outlaw group named F-Society initiated a cyber attack which may have hobbled the world's largest company, E-Corporation, erasing most debts. But as season 2 begins, Elliot's staying with his mother, living a pretty mundane life.
My mom has no computer or internet access to tempt me into the night. All that's left for me is just ordinary analog sleep, ending the day's loop.
You might not think it's a way to live, but why not? Repeating the same tasks each day without ever having to think about them.
Isn't that what everybody does?
Turns out Elliot, who struggles with mental illness, had convinced himself that a fictional person named Mr. Robot was actually F-Society's ringleader. A ringleader with the face of his dead father. And as the second season of Mr. Robot begins, Elliot's trying to erase Mr. Robot by living a life requiring no thought, reprogramming his own brain like a self-imposed lobotomy. That's something that doesn't exactly please Mr. Robot, who's played by Christian Slater as a character only Elliot can see.
Hey, I am not some tumor to be excised, you understand? I'm the organ vital to your existence.
How do I take off a mask when it stops being a mask? When it's as much a part of me as I am?
Star Rami Malek brings a detached yet volatile energy to playing Elliot Alderson, who may be the most unreliable narrator in TV history. He's also the best example of how the series Mr. Robot redefined a cable channel and reimagined the form of cable TV drama last year. Elliot's knowing rants against Wall Street and the distractions of social media fueled a dark drama which found a surprising home on USA, a cable channel known for lighter, more mainstream fare. Elliot even treats the TV audience as yet another character, speaking to us after a session with his therapist.
Hello again. Yes, I'm talking to you this time. I'm sure you wanted to hear what I told Krista back there, but I'm not ready to trust you yet, not after what you did. You kept things from me, and I don't know if I can tell you secrets like before.
Creator Sam Esmail directs all episodes of Mr. Robot this season, and he ramps up a style designed to keep sophisticated TV audiences off balance, with long pauses in dialogue, quirky music choices, and cinematic visuals. Esmail walks viewers right up to big plot developments, but he doesn't show them. And he roots the story in realistic details about technology so we believe the story, even when it takes huge leaps. It adds up to a second season that still feels fresh and surprising, even as Elliot and the audience struggle to decipher what's real and what's delusion in a series which continues to break boundaries in TV storytelling. I'm Eric Deggans.